Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to CNN Student News. When governments respond to severe weather, sometimes they declare a state of emergency or a state of disaster. The president of the Philippines declared a state of national calamity. That word, calamity, refers to a disastrous event with significant loss and suffering. That's what Typhoon Haiyan brought to many Filipinos. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people killed, survivors who've lost everything. The rescue and recovery efforts are going. U.S. Marines stationed in nearby Japan brought emergency supplies. Disaster teams from the U.S. and United Nations are in the Philippines. Before they can help the victims of this storm, first they have to reach them.
Above the vast blue sea that separates the thousands of islands that make up the Philippines, a rescue mission is underway. We're traveling with the military to a remote group of islands devastated by Super Typhoon Haiyan, yet to be reached by authorities. From the air, we can see the carnage. Home after home, village after village, nowhere has been spared. On the ground lie the injured. With broken bones and internal bleeding, they've been waiting for days for a medical evacuation.
I haven't seen anything like this before. I thought I'd only see this on television.
There is a real sense of desperation here on the ground, while the focus is obviously on the sick and the injured and getting them to safety. The people of this hard-hit island need food and fresh water. They've been without it for days, and despite assurances from the government, it is yet to arrive. The problem facing authorities is logistics, getting these supplies to these hard-hit and remote areas and to the people who need it. All these people have lost their homes. They're now staying in tents and makeshift shelters they've erected from the debris. And while they say they received the storm warnings from the government and took what they thought was appropriate action, no one here anticipated that Mother Nature would unleash such fury.
At my age of 35, I've experienced a lot of typhoon, but this is the worst thing.
This airfield in Cebu has become the staging ground for the country's biggest relief operation. C-130 Hercules fly in survivors, all shell-shocked from what they've just lived through.
I cannot say anything yet. I'm still in shock. I'm so sorry.
A lot of people were dead. Our friends are dead. Some of our family members are dead. So it's really devastating.
As the death toll grows by the day, families here desperately wait for news of their loved ones.
I am the only survivor of the family and I want to know them if they are still alive.
Having had no contact since the typhoon hit, many say hope is all they can hold on to. Anna Corrin, CNN, Cebu, the Philippines.